Holmes & Hops is proudly supported by Platt Insurance, your local independent insurance agency offering auto, home, life, business, and farm insurance. They also have a team of specialists that help you with insuring your brewery or winery. Platt Insurance, helping you protect your tomorrow. For more information or a quote, please call them at 330-856-6244 or visit them on the web at plattinsurance.com. Welcome everyone to Holmes & Hops. I am here back at my house with my one mic system. I'm with Bergen Giordani. Did I pronounce that right?
Absolutely.
Awesome. She is with One Hot Cookie. Actually, not just with, owner of One Hot Cookie and O Donut.
Yes.
And I am with special guest host, Aspasia Bernacki, Penguin City.
Yes.
So the cool thing about having both of these awesome ladies here is that they just collaborated on a delicious beer called the Penguin City Brewing One Hot Cookie Peppermint Ale. Who did the label for this?
My cousin, Michael Ponticus.
Oh, yes, and Michael.
And who also did your Holmes & Hops
Yes,
label,
he did.
Which
and
just won.
That's right, just won. And Addie, actually, I am going to be meeting with Michael later on this week at Barrel 33. Yeah. I'm starting to think I may have a problem.
Everybody has, because everyone's like, can I contact your cousin for something? I'm like,
yes.
Oh my gosh.
He's working with a lot of people. He's actually working with Platt Insurance. He just created their new logo as well.
Nice.
And which is pretty cool. I really love it with the exclamation point at the end. It's pretty awesome. And then Bergen, so tell me about like this collaboration, like how did this come about? Like, I know you guys have worked together in the past, right?
We haven't really worked on anything. We've known each other.
Okay.
Known each other.
Seeing that different small businesses collaborate on beers, we of course, only want to partner with Youngstown's.
That's right.
Brewing company.
Youngstown stuff.
Yeah. So reached out to Aspasia and asked if we could come up with something together. So we gave them, when did we start? It happened pretty quickly.
I was like, we saw each other at a festival.
It was Federal Frenzy.
Yeah, Federal.
Yeah.
And it was just talking about it, just, you know, dropping the seed. Like, hey, you know.
It would be fun if.
Yeah. And then I think it was July when we all sat down and you brought cookies and we just kind of had a brainstorming, just, you know, kind of talked about her featured cookies at Christmas time, and we just decided which one we thought would be fun.
Yeah, and then we kind of gave them total creative license as to what it should taste like, you know, what the composure is, or the recipe, if you will, and they came up with something that was pretty great.
It is actually really great, and it's interesting because it's pink peppermint ale.
Yeah.
Well, and I love anything pink, but with that, it's not, though, an overpowering minty flavor, which is really nice because you can easily go heavy with mint.
Yes.
So.
And we laughed and said that the overwhelming response was, it's so much better than I thought it was going to be.
I know.
And we're like, that's about right for everything we do.
That's awesome.
Everyone was hesitant. It was just, you had to say, come on, just. You got to just sample it. You're going to like it. I know you will. It's not what you think. It's like, that's what you had to say. Because people just assumed it was going to taste like a peppermint patty.
I bet you if you could actually do the light bulb above people's heads of like, oh.
And you could watch their face because they would be like, oh.
Yeah, because even when we first did the test, they brought it out for us and we're all looking at it. And I'm just like, oh. Besides, you know, I'm not brewing it. The boys are, and like, it's good. Don't worry. And we all taste it, and all the girls were like, "Oh my goodness, we love it!" And it's like, it's subtle. It's subtle, like the peppermint's subtle. So it's just fun how it hits you like in the back. Like you taste it, and then you feel it, but it's very subtle. So I really like that.
And it also doesn't leave that beer flavor in your mouth, which is also really nice.
Yeah, I think it complements like a sweet cookie, especially that cookie. I think it complements it because I feel like if it was something that tasted like it, it'd be too much.
It would be too much.
So I feel like that refreshing, like minty flavor would complement a cookie.
Now, I know you guys came up with this around the holidays.
Yeah.
But is it a limited edition, or how much longer do you think we can find this?
I mean, this is, we brought it out, it was Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we rolled it out the week of Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And it went through Christmas. I mean, we still have it if people want to buy it at the brewery. But it's definitely going to be seasonal, and I think how we're going to do it next year is more, have it more like it's a winter beer throughout.
Oh, that would be perfect.
Yeah. Because it was more heavy on Christmas time, but a lot of people after Christmas were asking about it, and then Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
It's so, not heavy.
No.
Do you know what I mean? So this is something that I could picture myself drinking over the next couple of months still.
Yeah.
So it's nice. It's light. It has that nice aftertaste to it, and it's not strong, potent in the peppermint flavor, as I mentioned before. I think it is good.
Yeah.
I think it's really good.
And I think doing it like that, where it's a seasonal winter beer. But then someone was saying, I think that would taste great in the summer. So who knows? I mean, this could become...
Just change up the label a little
this
bit.
This could become, it could become a year-round. It's fun.
Just like cookies are year-round.
Cookies are year-round. There's always time for cookies.
Yes. And beer.
But yes. I mean, that's what's nice with doing these, because Youngstown's like our test market. You see what works, you see what doesn't, you see how to do it. You know, maybe we said next year, you know, vamp up the label a bit. Like, you know, there's always...
A little less Christmassy, yeah. A little more wintry.
Yes.
And that's fun. I kind of like that. That's how I see Youngstown. It's like my test market.
Well,
and they have a lot
of
opinionated.
I was about to say, the Youngstonians are probably not afraid to be direct.
No.
With their opinions, and they're not going to sugarcoat,
no.
If you will.
And they also take ownership in the local brands, I think.
Oh, 100%.
So it's not so much as, yeah. Like, you're critiquing this, you know, Budweiser or this far-off giant corporation. You're, like, telling a friend or taking some ownership because that's my beer, that's my town,
that's my
cookie. Like, that's my business.
Yeah,
that's
they want to help. I mean, they like, when people call us and they say if something tasted different or if they like this or maybe this, it's like they're helping. It's like they want to be a part of it.
So we laugh, and not to cut you off.
No.
But we hire people and we're like, listen, we have cameras in all of our shops. We're going to know what's going on. But also, if something happens, we'll get a phone call.
Yes.
Before you can call and tell us what happened, if you have a bad customer interaction... 9 times out of 10, the person's going to have some sort of access
100%.
To us. And is going to personally call Morgan or I and say, or send a text and be like, hey, I just went in the shop and this is what happened. Good or bad.
That is so true. It's kind of like when we were kids and our parents would say, we'll find out. The neighbor will call us. And which is true. I could tell you in our neighborhood as a parent how many times I get a phone call about my kid.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. I mean... It is a village, so it's the same thing even when you're in business. It's that same mentality and just knowing that you're going to get the call and say, hey, whether or not your child is super sweet or if your child has acted up a little bit, you're going to find out. So it's the same thing.
Oh, yeah. People love it.
Yeah.
We know everything.
You know more than you want to know.
Oh, yes.
And people sometimes you just want to be like, it's 10:30 on Saturday. Like,
why can this
wait?
Can
we address this on Monday? Like,
that's true, too.
Oh, yeah.
So both of you have businesses downtown, Youngstown. How long has One Hot Cookie been downtown?
We'll actually be 7 years this April.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's crazy.
That is amazing. So you have gone through a long time of seeing the businesses grow down in that area, which has probably been pretty awesome to see.
Yeah, it's been something. And when we think back, like, we were open before Susie's was open. So, and it's hard to imagine, like, a Phelps Street without...
I was about to ask you, the stairs, were those there or not there?
So, they were there. There's a whole story behind the stairs, but I'll keep it brief. so, we moved in, and the stairs, there were stairs, and that's how you access, that was the connector between the campus and the downtown community, and it was great. And then they decided they were going to do a beautification project, and they were going to, like, shift the stairs and make them a little more, because they just went straight up. It was... Like
too steep.
It was steep. So they did the shifting. And then so they shut down right in front. Like the first like 2 months after we were open, bulldozers were in front of our shop. It was terrible. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, no.
It was terrible. And I was livid. And then so then they opened the steps and it was great. And then it rained and the entire hill washed onto the steps. And they were like, oh,
no.
We need to re-engineer this. So then the whole process started again. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, How did you not check with someone first?
It's like, that's what you have to put up with when you're downtown.
Yeah, that's just downtown. So, yeah. So, no, but the steps are great. We love them. They're functional now.
Which is perfect.
Yeah, which is good.
And then you're over at the B&O station.
Yes.
So
on the other side of the Mr. Peanut Bridge.
On the other side, which is not too far away from One Hot Cookie.
No.
I mean, I can tell you it's probably a 7-minute walk.
Yeah, you know. Hey, you know.
You've done the walk.
And you're also over by Spring Commons, the area in where they have the dock, if you will, over by the B&O that I do believe is part of a project beautification as well in the city. I'm not sure when it'll be completed, but I know it's something down the line that they're working on. Because the dam over there, I can't remember if it's opened or...
Well, they are breaking up the dams.
So I believe if it that one already hasn't been done, I know that that's in the process of being completed to help the flow.
Yeah.
Which also will bring even more people over to that area, hopefully, to utilize their kayaks or whatever it may be, sure. Which is pretty
cool.
That's
a good on and off point with that parking lot.
It's a great parking lot to be able, I mean, you guys have the jazz festival over there. There's a lot of different activities that happen over in the B&O.
Well, I think, well, I don't know if people know, like, that's a little pocket park. That's the mm-hmm. That's a city park.
Yes, it is.
That little area. And, I mean, it's we know it, like, I know it, but there's people that I'll meet and they'll say, I didn't know there was a park there downtown.
Yep.
Yes. And they go, I didn't know that. You could kayak. I didn't know there was a dock there. So when more businesses do come downtown, it does bring awareness, and then people start to really see it.
I honestly didn't know.
And the wayfinding signage has just been stepped up in the past, like, 9 months.
Yes.
So I feel like this is an evolving project.
The city has done a great job with the signage and showing some of the, highlighting some of the businesses and museums and everything that we do have in the area. And I didn't know about Spring Commons until the Walk Youngstown campaign, which was cool because it was me learning new discoveries as well, which is exciting. It is exciting to know that you can kayak right off of that deck, and it is needs a little cleaning up, but once that's done, that area is going to look even more phenomenal than what it does. And there's a nice little picnic area and everything else over there. So
that's what I was like, it would be fun to... I mean, I do see people go and have lunch there now that I'm there. I see a lot of people kayaking. I see a lot of people fishing. They'll kayak from there to Lowville. That's kind of
the, okay.
Mm-hmm. When they're doing it, that's where they're going, like the path. But it's all into Girard. I mean, there's all kinds of kayak paths you can take and everything. And that's Friends of the Moaning River. They have all of that info on kayaking.
I absolutely love it. And it's cool. And it's one of those things that when you are walking or running, whatever, cycling, whatever, when you do look over the bridge and you do see someone kayaking down there, it's neat. It does make you smile inside and stuff like that. It's pretty cool to see a lot of people out there and enjoying life. Now, when it came to your locations, both of you, I would love to know, especially you, Bergen, 7 years ago, like, tell me the process of opening up a business downtown, because you really took that leap of faith. Like, if I opened up one now downtown, it's a little bit more of a secure setting. But when you did it, like, you were probably one of the first, like you said, you were there before Susie's.
I mean, yeah, you were right before everything.
So V2 was open. O'Donnell's was open. Okay. Lemon Grove at the time was open.
But there was nothing in...
There was nothing in Erie. Nothing in Erie Terminal. Okay. So, which is the building that we're located in downtown. Just residences. There were student housing going on there.
Hey, students and cookies, this is perfect.
So, an abbreviated version was that I was talking to... So, and for those of you who don't know, I worked a full-time job and then I part-time bartended at the Royal Oaks.
Okay.
Which is where I think I met more people than anywhere else. But I... was talking to Dominic Marchionda, the younger Dom, and said something like, hey, I saw this cookie store. They serve late night. Like, I think you should put it in Erie Terminal. I think it would be really cool. And I was like, they don't sell franchise or anything, so you're going to have to contact the corporate office. Like, I did this deep dive so I could eat cookies late night.
That's usually how everything starts, is our own
and
passions.
And he was like, oh, well, why don't you do it? And I was like, oh, like what? And he's like, well, you could open a cookie store. And I was like, yeah, I'm sure I can. He was like, well, do you want to come look at the space? And I said, yeah. So, and if you know Dom, he's like, okay, 4:30 on Tuesday. Does that work? I'll send you a calendar invite. And I was
done.
Yeah, I can do that. So we went, looked at the space, and he was like, do you have a business plan? And I was like, no, of course I don't have a business plan.
We'll make cookies.
I'm like, we had this conversation 3 days ago. And So then I went home and I Googled how to write a business plan, and I wrote a business plan and presented it to him. We talked through some numbers and kind of settled on something that would work, and the rest was kind of history.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So when you started it off and you created the business plan, I've seen a business plan before. I've never done one myself, and it does look super daunting. Like, do you then present that to a bank, to financiers? Like,
no, so we totally saw, and when I say we, like, so I was a single mom. Morgan was 16 at the time, I think, when we opened. So, yeah, she'll be 23 now, so right around 16. And, no, I said, this is how much money I have. And so I always say, like, when you have nothing to lose, you have nothing to lose. So yeah. I literally had $2,000 in a savings account.
Wow.
And I was like, we're going to go all in. And, you know, like, so that's a lot of money, but it's not. Like,
I understand.
If you blow it, like, we're not going to be living in the car.
Yes.
We'll get by. And so then I called my dad and said, like, hey, I'm going to do this. And the first thing he says to me is not congratulations or I'm so proud of you. You're not going to quit your job, are you? And I said, no, I'm not going to quit my job.
That's
and
he the was, responsible parenting thing to say.
Because I'm sure he was like, how much money is she going to ask me for? How much money is she going to ask me for? But no, so like, and then it got down to the point where, we've kind of come full circle. We have a friend who was doing signs at the time and he was like, hey, like, I want to do this neon sign for you. And I was like, oh, I can't afford it. And he was like, oh no, it's cool. Like, I'll buy it. Like, you just give me a couple $100 like at a time. And I was like, no, I'm not really comfortable because I'm envisioning in like a couple years, this sign being in my basement and I'm going to be really mad that I paid for it. So when
That makes sense.
Like, so when we have the money, I'll call you and I'll buy the sign from you. So yeah. We didn't have a sign for the longest time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. But I was so afraid of being in debt and the business failing and then me continually having to pay for this and that defeating the whole purpose of trying it. So if we couldn't afford it, we didn't buy it.
And now look at you.
Yeah. So, I mean, and when I said, like, we would need Oreos or some sort of toppings for cookies, and it would be like, okay, like, we were going to the store every day because we were just, like, we didn't have cash reserves built up at the point. So
no.
Yeah. So it was fun.
And then.
Now it seems, like, exhausting, but it was fun.
And now she has 3 stores.
Yeah.
So you still have your one in Youngstown.
We're still downtown. We've expanded to Boardman. We've done a couple pop-ups along the way. And then we opened a donut shop last year. And then, and also last year we bought a mobile trailer. So, yeah.
Which is awesome. And you'll see that mobile trailer at various events throughout the city, which is awesome.
Yeah, we'll be downtown next week for Shamrock the Block.
Oh,
yeah.
So, Aspasia, will Penguin City be there?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we're going to be all over the place for St. Patrick's Day. Well, it starts Saturday. I mean, everything. Well, my stuff all starts Saturday, so there's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
So, the first time I met Aspasia was outside of a restaurant. It was the Phoenix in Canfield.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it was probably like around 11 o'clock at night. So I was there with my husband and my broker and his wife, and we decided to have a nice dinner out, and we would hang out at the Phoenix, and Patrick Bergen was like, you need to meet Aspasia and Richie. They are super awesome. You'll love them, especially with everything you're interested in. You two have to meet. And that's when I met them briefly, because they weren't there to eat and...
Oh, we were driving.
No, they were dropping more beer off, and it was listening for 5 minutes about the other 10 stops that they had to make that night dropping off beer. And all I kept thinking to myself was, holy cow. I mean, you want to talk about dedication and being passionate about what you're doing. It is delivering kegs at 11 o'clock at night. Until when?
Yeah.
We were, well, at that time, it was just us delivering. So it was it was like if some, we were on call, we were just on call, whenever someone needed it, they messaged us. And it's like, you can't say no.
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 And the thing is, you know, people said you have to say no, but in this industry, you can't.
No.
And it would be midnight and we would get a message from an owner and they'd say, hey, the keg kicked and it's the night's jumping. Well, I've delivered in pajamas. Like, we have gotten in our car. Well, this was last year, and it's like, we delivered that beer. Like, there was no way.
So how long, because you guys first started brewing in Austintown at Paladin, right?
Yes.
So you guys first started at Paladin before you have your own establishment now and set space downtown. Mm-hmm. And how long did it take you to find that space?
We always knew about the B&O. I mean, actually, things just happened really fast. Like, when we started brewing in August with Paladin, it just kept going. Like, it was just growing, where we wanted to brew with Paladin for about a year and then figure out about a brewery space. But, like, just that momentum, like, it just kept going that we were like, we need to move on something now. And we knew about the B&O. They approached us a couple times. So we looked at the space and we were like, this is good. It's down the street from Paladin. We could still work with Paladin too.
Yes.
While we figure out what's going on. And it's downtown where we want to be downtown.
Yep.
Penguin City Beer
has to
be downtown.
Yes.
It has to be downtown. All of my partners, we all agree that wherever it's at, even if we're move out of the B&O, it has to be downtown.
Okay.
So we signed the lease in November, and it just took us till May because the government shut down last year.
Well, that's right. It's amazing how quickly we forget these things.
So when that happened, that delayed legal. I mean, we could have brewed as soon as we signed the lease, but with the government shutdown, we had to wait.
I mean, that's crazy because I would have never even have thought about the impact to businesses and their ability to do what they need to do in order to grow and move on. I would not have even thought about that.
So as soon as, we got approved by the TTB in March, then had to wait for the state to approve it. That took a month. And then we got approved in April, and then we brewed our first beer in May because it took a month. Like, you can't even do anything until you get that
approval.
So everything pretty much is, you can't brew. Like, you have to wait. So
it's a long time.
Yeah. So that's why it took long, but you know,
well worth it.
Yeah. I mean, I love downtown.
I mean, how long has Penguin City been as a whole, not just at the B&O? How many years have you guys been going on?
Well,
not how much does it seem?
2017 in the summers when we came up with the idea of what we wanted. And
how did that happen? Actually, I don't think I know this story at all.
It was, it was just a conversation between Richie and I. I mean, honestly, we were both looking for a kind of a change in our life, career-wise. He was working at Purple Cat as an IT consultant. But he used to tour with a band. So he went through some things. I had a cinema downtown, a little pop-up cinema.
In the basement of Erie Terminal.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'd smell the cookies.
Now I know why you're in charge of the Covelli Center now.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, well, downtown I used to be a promoter at Cedars.
Okay.
So I promoted a lot of stuff with Cedars. And I'd help other bars with promoting downtown. And then I did the cinema.
Of Erie Terminal. Mm-hmm.
And the cinema was wonderful and I loved it. I love cinema, but cinema's hard. It's hard because right now Netflix and...
Oh, yes.
You just have access to anything you want.
It's
you
true.
Can watch it whenever you
Who
want.
Who was the big director that I think in order for his movie to even get a nod as an Oscar contender... put it out for like a week, if that, in the theaters, and then flipped it to Netflix.
It's changing. Yeah.
So, and in Youngstown, I feel like people, they do things. It works. It doesn't work. You just keep picking yourself back up and doing other things. And so I was kind of looking for something too. I don't know, like, we were just talking about beer. We were talking about Rust Belt that used to be a beer that was, they were about 5 years. They had a brewery at the B&O. We were just talking about just how there's Great Lakes in Cleveland. Now there's Ryan Geist in Cincinnati, how Samuel Adams has, you know, Boston has Samuel. It's like, what is Youngstown's beer? Like, Rust Belt was there, but then it's not. And what's that one, the one? And I don't know. We were just like, that'd be fun to do.
and
Richie, he loves beer. Like, he's a beer enthusiast. He loves it. And I don't drink, but I love, like, observing, watching. I've always been in the bar scene. I've always been promoting things in Youngstown. And he was like, well, what would be the name? And it's true. We came up with the name, like, first. Like, we were just talking, like, well, if Youngstown had a beer, what would be the ideal name for it? What would be the iconic name? The name that, like, just stuck. The simple name. Something just to the point.
Yes.
And it just, we were, he'll say he said it first. I said I'll say it first. We say it came out all at the same time. And then as soon as that name just appeared, I can't explain it, but I envisioned a big brewery in downtown Youngstown with the lights, just a big plant, a big brewery.
You fell in love with it even more.
As soon as it happened. And Richie was like, I love it too. He's like, I feel like this is it. This is like where we're supposed to be. And I said, if I could promote Youngstown and you can make your beer, we'll both be happy because I'm doing what I want to do with it.
Yep.
And you're doing what you want to do with it. So then I called Michael and I told him the idea. And when I told him the name, he just was like, wait a minute. And he's like checking his phone. He's like, how did no one take this name? He's like, I'll get back to you on that. And we like researched. We researched trademarks. We were like, can we have this name? And everyone's like, yeah, you can have this name. No one has it. No one took it. So like, first thing we did was trademark all of the name. I mean, well, it was all legal stuff. Like, yes, securing that name.
There's a lot of legal that goes behind starting a business, doesn't it?
Yeah, so we actually didn't trademark it first. Like, we were just behind. And then when we went to trademark it, someone had it. Or they didn't. They had something very similar to it, and it got kicked back because it was too close. And then we reached out to them to say, like, hey, will you? And they were like, no.
Oh, really?
So we're like, okay. And, like, working with the attorney, I was like, well, you can find, like, they were in the Northeast. I would say, like, New Hampshire or some, like, somewhere up north. And then we were like, okay, like, we can just, he's like, you can do a local and, like, you can have Ohio and then you can pick what states you think you would want to go into and we can trademark in those states so no one else can do that.
Oh, that's good to know. I didn't know you could do that.
And then it was super weird. Out of the blue, I get a Facebook message from someone I went to high school with that said, hey, I know this is what you're doing. I'm an attorney in Michigan. I happened to look it up and I saw that you had applied. I went another step further. That business went out of business. Tell your attorney to go and refile the request.
Wow.
And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah. He's like, I'm happy to do it for you, but this guy already started it. So just reapply now. It's open. And I was like, thanks, Lou.
That's awesome.
Like a trademark angel.
Yes, he was a trademark angel.
Honestly. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And his mom was my 11th. He was a couple years younger than me. And his mom was my 11th grade English teacher.
That is amazing.
So shout out to Lou Perry for researching our trademark for
he
something fun to do.
He is the trademark angel, isn't he?
Yeah, those attorneys, they're real nerds. Like, how about them?
The trademark process is long.
Yeah.
It's long, especially if there's something that holds you back, you know, if someone else can test it. Like,
they said no. And then it was like, do we want to fight it? This is what it would cost. And it was like, no, like, we can't afford to do that. So, yeah.
So, knowing what you know now about the process of starting a business, I know what the answer will be, but I feel like for everybody out there that might be listening and thinking about starting their own business and becoming the entrepreneurs that you ladies are, number one, what do you think it is that made you go for it? What is that? Because there are so many times that people have so many great ideas that they hold back. There's something that stops them from taking that leap of faith. So what made you both just be like, you know what? Let's just do it.
Do you want to go?
You go first.
So I just likened it to, so there's two different analogies I use, and one is to having a baby. So, like,
that's true.
You have to just, like, you have to embrace it, and you have to, like, you started it. You're not giving it up. Like, you don't get to say, like, oh, 6 months in, this isn't working.
No, you don't.
So you just have to go all in. And then I also liken it to riding a bike. Like, you just have to keep pedaling. Like, you can't stop. And if you get tired and you, like, want to stop and coast for a little bit, that's fine. But then, like, the hill just gets bigger. But if you continually pedal and you continually work, it's just easier. So I think, like, that's kind of been my, like, response to it.
I felt like, well, like, how you're biking, I felt like I was on a train. Like, just, I got on a train and it's going. It's not stopping. And I can't get off. I just have to keep going.
Right, because if you get off, you're going to get hurt. Right?
No, there's no jumping off.
There's no jumping off.
Yeah.
Only works in the movies.
I just felt that it was, I wanted to make my mark. And I wanted to do something in downtown. I wanted to be a part of something bigger and make something big and fun and exciting and different. And just with the past, like, things that I've done, this one felt right. And I said, I'm not failing this one. Like, I'm not, like, it. And I like that that other things in my past didn't work out, because now I know, like, I'm not going to let this one, you know, it kind of drives me. Because I had a vintage clothing store that went out of business, like, a couple, back in, like, 2005. So, like, I had something where I put it all in, and then it got taken away here in Youngstown. Youngstown's a tough place.
It is tough.
It really is. But, like, that business taught me that this is Youngstown, and you have to work extra hard here.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
And if I didn't have that, I don't think I would have worked as hard as I did on this. Like, I think you have to fail. I think you have to, like, try, and it get taken away from you to really know and appreciate, you know.
I think, too, once you fail and then you realize you're still there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you realize that it's not as bad as never giving a shot.
Absolutely.
And having those constant thoughts in your mind of, like, oh, if I only did that, it's better just to go for it.
Yeah, you have to.
But it is tough here. I remember when I first started, because in real estate, it is, like, you start from scratch. It's not like I moved here and, like, had all my clientele and was still making the money I was making in the business that I built back in DC and Virginia. I moved and had to start from scratch again. And I remember going back to my brokerage in DC, and my broker, who's also my friend, asked me how everything was going, and me saying to him, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Like, I have all these years experience and I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I'm having such a tough time. Well, it wasn't so tough here. And part of it is probably I don't remember how tough it was at the beginning, but, he said his response to me was, you're in a tougher market. I mean, the smaller the area, the tougher the market is.
Sure.
And that is for everything that we do. And he goes, but no, if you make it there, you can go anywhere.
Oh, that's what I think.
Yeah.
I think if you can make it in Youngstown, you can go anywhere.
I also think that there's something to be said. Like, so Youngstown is very fortunate to have all three or four, whatever you want to count, broadcast stations.
Yes.
Based in Youngstown. So, and when the Vindicator was here, I think they were and are very kind to small businesses. So I feel like in a smaller market, you're a bigger fish.
Yes.
Whereas if you go into a larger market, it's not, there's just more news to cover.
Yes. Very true. I will also, I'll say real quick, when I lived in DC and I came home here, I loved watching our local news. It was, like, literally the highlight of my day.
It is fun.
I mean, I'm watching capital murders, like, everything. It's the most depressing thing on the news in D.C. And I'm not saying that we're not without our faults here, but, I mean, we have so many more feel-good stories that it's just awesome. Like, Teacher of the Week. I mean, it's just awesome. Yes. I mean, it's great.
Yeah, it's true.
So I think that that's a blessing and helps. No, yes. It offsets the struggles a little bit.
Yeah.
So no regrets, right?
Oh, no. Oh, no. I mean, I love it. I mean, I cry. Yeah. I cry because I'm tired.
Yes.
I cry because, I mean, it's true. Like, Richie, I will cry. I will be like, oh, my God.
Yep.
It's all day. It's all night. It doesn't stop. But I mean, we love it, but we're just trying to fight through that exhaustion sometimes because it takes over. And it is just, we have employees, but it really is just us two.
Yeah.
You know, we're making it all happen and doing all of it. And then managing employees, which is a new thing. I mean, that's a new thing too. An employee doesn't mean that, oh, your life's better.
No.
No.
That makes your life harder because now you have these other people. You have to do your thing, but then also, you know,
help mentor and guide and make sure that everything's going right on
that
side.
And if you're not managing them, like, it's just wasting money.
Yes. Yeah.
And I've learned, this past year is such a learning experience of, I mean, we've made mistakes, tons of mistakes. I mean, because this is a different kind of business, the beer.
Yes.
Beer is so different, so challenging. So I learned a lot, made a lot of mistakes. We made mistakes, and we just had a good support system where it's like, okay, here's a mistake. We made it. How do we fix it? How do we move on quick? And I am grateful for my family that, you know, is there for me too, like helping us.
What would be the advice that you guys would both give to somebody starting off?
I think you have to love it. So, like, you have to find what you love. Because if you're just like, oh, this would be fun to do, or I don't want to work for anyone else, like, that's not a good enough reason to start a business. Like, you have to absolutely love what you're doing and the why behind it. So,
yeah,
it has to be important. Because it's all consuming.
Yeah, I sleep. But, like, work.
Yeah, it's all the time. And then, you know, you're in a family, like, you have a family business, like, ours is family as well. And it's, like, it doesn't stop. So it's not like, oh, you go home and you're not going to talk about it. Or, oh, like, we're going to have Sunday dinner. No, we're going to talk about it. Like, it just doesn't.
You know, it's interesting. I have to ask you guys this. If people come up to you and say, hey, what's going on? Like, what's up? What's your first response to them?
So I keep it very surface level because I, like, do you want to dive into it? Like, do you want to hear about every? I mean, you might.
Like, my day-to-day.
But so I'm like, oh, it's great. Like, yeah, it's great. We're having a ton of fun.
Nothing.
Not too much.
I mean, well, I do think it's kind of, for me, though, people have this misconception that we made it. Like, I get this, you made it.
There's,
you made it.
There's never a ceiling.
You're everywhere, so you made it. And it's, you know, usually, you know, Richie and I will just be like, no, everything's great. But when people say that, it's hard because we want to say we're so far from we did not make it. Like, we still need support from our city.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
We, like, our first year, like, we're in our second year now, which we had to, and because of the growth, that means we had to invest more money. Now our overhead's higher. So that means, you know, we have, you know, our overhead's higher. We had to hire more employees to keep up with what we did. So, like, I still need that support from people.
Yep.
And it's still a struggle. Like, I will always struggle with the big beer companies. I'm always going to struggle. I mean, I have my, you know, beer's very competitive. So,
very.
Like, I always have to make sure I'm on that handle and that customer service is key. And, you know, things fall apart all the time. We're like, oh, this bar, they, you know, you didn't say hi to them. So you're going off tap. I mean, weird, crazy things happen where I have to, like, run and fix this problem because we don't have a bar. So everything's dependent on
other locations.
Other locations.
So it seems like, so you have employees, but also, like, all the bars are almost your employees because they're your brand representatives.
Yep.
Yeah. So when people are like, you did it, we want to cry. I want to cry. I'm like, no, far from it. I mean, in beer, it could go, I mean, we want to be in all of Ohio. So, you know, our locations, yes, it's wonderful. I'm so grateful. Like, we were in 350 or something, but there's potential 2,500 in the Tri-County area. So we
but
do
I feel
have
like even if you hit that 2,500, you would say, but what if?
But then you look at Virginia or your neighboring.
Exactly.
It could keep. And we want it to keep growing. That's the whole point. Because the more we can grow, the more we could get that goal of that big, beautiful brewery and downtown Youngstown with, you know, lots of employees and in all the aspects of it, delivery, sales, design, there's so manufacturing, and then you create a lot of jobs.
I know, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah. And it's even beyond, it's like you think of the economic impact that you can make to the area, not for yourself, but for the other community members, of like offering employment to other people and having those dollars go back into the city, which helps out in so many different levels, from streetlights to crosswalks, whatever it may be, to school systems. Like, you think about all those things that you are a part of, both of you are very much a part of, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, because there could be a cookie factory.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean
that there's cookie factories all
not just
over
a cracker
place.
Factory, which by the way, does not make crackers.
Does not make crackers. It'd be a lot of crackers if they did.
I mean, that's the thing. The more that people support it and like it,
the bigger more, we can grow the businesses.
Yep.
But I think there's this misconception where you look at it and you'd be like, oh, you made it. Oh, like, oh, you have so much. Like, why aren't you donating? Like, we get blasted for not donating to everyone who asks and things like that. Like,
because it's still
sometimes we get more donation requests in a day than we have sales. Like, there, especially in the early days, we gave away more product than we made. Like, that's just insane. What you do.
And you feel bad because you... I'm there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm there where it's hard.
And on one hand, you feel so fortunate that you're in a position that people even think to ask you. But then on the other hand, you have to then pick and choose. And how do you say that this is more...
Because it's still a business.
Because it's still a business at the end of the day. And, you know, like, so we've taken a real focus. Like, if it's not driving sales, what are we... Like, why are we doing it? Because that's, like, what's our underlying goal? What moves the entire ship forward? Sales.
Because at the end of the day, if you're constantly... putting out and you're not being able to bring the money back in, then you're not going to be there to give anything at all. So it's just.
Right. So like the beer partnership, like that was great. It was marketing, it was promotion. It fed into a lot of the buckets that we believe in, like the local businesses, collaboration and all of that. If it was some company out of town or that just didn't make sense, why would we invest our time?
Or if I was like, hey, Bergen, I have a kid's birthday party at my house. Can you give us a whole bunch of free cookies?
So we do birthday parties in store. I would tell you to just come into our shop and have your birthday party there.
Yes, you do. I've seen the photos on Facebook and they look a lot of fun.
Yeah, they're great. We've even done adult ones. So.
That I can definitely get a group of women to do.
And you can be YOB.
We would do the cookies and the O'Donuts.
There you go.
That would both be a lot of fun.
But yeah, so I think it's a double-edged sword to some extent.
And like the collaborations, it brings like life anew. Because with marketing, you always have to come up with ways to make your one. I mean, it's cookies. Mm-hmm. But you have to always come up with interesting, fun ways to promote your cookies.
Yes.
It's the same with our beer. We have one beer. I have to think every day how to make one beer interesting.
Well, and
throughout the seasons. So, and then with us too, it's fun because we took that and brought some life into
absolutely.
It for
like you could buy a package of Oreos for less than you can buy.
Yeah.
Like as one of our higher end cookies. So like that's a hard mindset shift to get around. So you're always thinking of ways to be top of mind and making people want your product.
I love to see the businesses collaborate and not only that, but then offer advice and open their doors to other organizations and groups to be able to provide them a little bit more information and you're welcoming. And it's just great to see that. And I think that I've been in a very lucky position to be able to have those doors open and see that with everyone in our community. Cause it is, when did they say, like, surround yourself by people who are positive and uplifting and strong themselves.
Yeah.
And I will say you guys are two very strong ladies. We all have our moments. We're human, are extraordinarily strong. And you guys are absolutely amazing.
So I'll tell a story just a quick funny is yesterday. So the donut business is new. And even though we've been doing cookies, donuts are a little bit new. And we had some procedural issues going on yesterday. And so it's, I don't know, 8 o'clock in the morning. And Morgan and I are the only ones there. And we're standing in the kitchen and we are just screaming at each other. Like, you fucking... Rah, rah, rah. If I knew how to do it, I wouldn't have done it that way. Well, I can't control the paper fell off the wall. And then you hear this guy, he's in the donut shop, our kitchens connect, and he's like, I'm just here to pick up the DoorDash. And I was like, oh, just a little family squabble. No big deal. Have a great day.
That's awesome.
So it kind of put the whole thing in perspective that you can be having a meltdown and it's fine. Because, you know, life goes on and the DoorDash guy just wants to pick up his donuts.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Our employees have seen us. Oh, man. I can't believe it. Just because, like, sometimes things will just set you off and you can't control it.
No.
Because you're so overwhelmed. There's so much going on. And it's just like, no, not one more thing. Right.
we did a temporary store in Grove City at the outlets. And we make these smash cups. Like, they're like blizzardy milkshake things. And if you don't do it right, like, oh, she was cleaning it. So there's just a little bit of water in there. And then you put the goes up and it spurts it around.
Okay.
She filled it with too much water. And so I'm standing there and it's December. It's crazy. And I get dumped with like ice cream water.
Oh,
and I'm like, rah! And that's your first response. And it's your kid or your husband or you know what I mean? Yeah. So you have this different level of.
Because you guys are both in family businesses. Right.
And so she looks at the customer and goes, it's okay. She's my mom. Because what do you do? Like.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Stuff like, yeah, that happens. And they see it. And even on Instagram or social media, like, I pretty much, we said we wanted to be just transparent. Like, yep. I've admitted on social media we made mistakes. We're trying. You know, things happen. I don't want to perceive that everything's great. Because it's not. I mean, it's good. It's bad. It's stressful. It's all of those things. And I think just being more honest about it, just so people that are starting businesses.
That's right.
Right.
Know that it's just.
Not every day is.
No.
Is an
no.
Instagram picture. Or. No. Yeah.
You're right. And that's in life in general. When it comes to Instagram and Facebook and everything. I always like to. Think about it and equate it to that Disney or Pixar movie, Inside Out, the one with the characters in the mind, is that when you looked at the happiness and the sad, like she showed all these happy photos, but then she flipped back on the globe and it showed that the sad happened before the happy. And I just do think in general in life, you have to have both.
Oh, yeah.
In order for you to appreciate the happy, like, and the good stuff. If you only had everything good and if everything was always easy, then you wouldn't get it. Like, you just would not grasp how the good is good.
Yeah.
You would gloss over it and just move on to the next thing. But because of the bad, we know to cherish that other. So, and we also know that we can persevere through the bad as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or ice cream water.
That's fine. That's great.
So with all that being said, now back to our businesses and how awesome they are. I want to hear what's going on with One Hot Cookie and O Donut real quick with spring break and everything currently happening downtown. Or actually, I don't even know how long spring break is. Does One Hot Cookie change at all their hours?
We don't. So we've found that in the past we have, but we're very fortunate. We have a contract with the Doubletree. So we bake all of the cookies that are served at the Doubletree downtown. So that, and as well as our business traffic, it just doesn't make, if we try and close to save some labor hours or to, you know, adjust, it just doesn't work for us. And maybe if we were up on campus, it might be a little bit different, but since we're actually part of the business district, we operate on regular hours and just kind of adjust a little bit. The spring break ends this week, and then I guess we'll just see what happens if the kids are coming back or if they're going to be at all online classes.
Oh, yeah, with the whole.
Yeah, with all that.
The so, current.
So, yeah, so no, we don't adjust. We're getting ready for, this is sort of our, like, this is a busy time of year for us. You know, kind of December through April, May. And then we're gearing up for like summer festivals and all of the like mobile activities that we're doing.
So the hours down at the downtown location are?
We're 12 to 9 Monday through Thursday. And then Friday and Saturday, we are open until 2:30 in the morning.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. So we cater to the late night crowd. And then we're closed on Sundays downtown. Whereas in Boardman, we're 7 days a week.
And Boardman hours, are they the same?
No, they're a little bit shorter. So they're open 12 to 9 and then until 11 Friday and Saturday night.
Okay. And that's with One Hot Cookie and O Donut?
No. So O Donut Company is open in the morning. They sort of play off of each other. So okay. Donuts open at 7. They run until 2 during the week. And then they're 8 to 3 on the weekends. We sleep in a little.
And then you guys have your parties that you hold.
Yeah. So, and then we do birthday parties and in-store events. So I know this Thursday, I'm not sure when this is going to air, but we have, this is a busy weekend. On Thursday night, we're doing Gilmore Girls trivia at the donut shop.
I love Gilmore Girls. If I had a little girl, I was going to name her Lorelai.
Aw, that's fun. So that's Thursday night. And then Saturday, we're doing a crepe breakfast. We make crepes once a month. They're so good. And then,
I didn't know that either.
Once a month, it kind of jumps around based on our schedules. but yeah, this Saturday is crepe breakfast. We've got an event on Sunday. And then what's really cool is next Saturday, we have a couple getting married at the donut shop.
That's awesome.
So we started doing donut weddings. There is a large donut shop called Voodoo Donuts. They started in Washington State, I believe. But they have locations all over the place. But they have weddings in their donut shop. And we thought, well, that's kind of fun. I wonder if anyone would want to do that. And lo and behold, yes, there is a couple.
So is there going to be a donut cake?
So, yeah, we do donut cakes all the time. But yes, and they're actually getting married at O Donut Company.
That is awesome.
Crazy.
That is
but
awesome.
Fun. So you need brewery weddings next.
I'm surprised people don't do brewery weddings already, come to think of it.
They get married.
I know at the B&O. Yeah.
And they have, and our beer's all pretty much it. I mean, they have it at the weddings. There's weddings like every weekend there.
We want to see Richie like actually.
You want to see him brewing the beer for
like conduct the wedding.
Well, it's really easy to get ordained. So
you can do it online for like $50,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
another side gig with all that time you guys have.
That can thing. the can Joe.
Yes.
Yeah.
He could officiate with the can Joe.
He would do it too. He would.
And then what do we have going on with Penguin City? Festivals are going to be around the corner.
Oh my goodness. Right now it's St. Patrick's Day. That's all anybody wants to talk about. That's all anybody wants to think about. It's St. Patrick's Day. It's crazy. Our town loves St. Patrick's Day. So we're...
Yeah, we won't be shutting down any parades or anything. So we'll be like, Corona, what?
It's so funny because I read that they South by Southwest stuff. And I told Richie, I go, I wonder if they're going to cancel any St. Patrick's Day stuff this weekend. And Richie was like... It's Youngstown. Are you serious?
Yeah,
I don't care. The Black Plague could be happening. They're still going out for St. Patrick's Day. We're doing St. Patrick's Day is all about our drinking buddies collaboration with Jameson.
Okay.
So we're doing like a huge promotion with Jameson. It's going to be 8 bars. It'll all be on our Facebook page. We're all going to be... It starts Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday. It's going to be wherever, like, whatever's going on. Like, you know, Crickets is all day Saturday. Federal's Saturday and Tuesday. You know, Magic Tree's Saturday. Like, everyone has their parties. We'll be at them. We have a ton of promoters. We're all going to be wearing bright orange hoodies. Did they say
orange?
Magic? Yes, with green. So you can spot us.
Okay.
So well,
that's
all
true.
The promoters are going to be.
That's true, because everybody else is going to be
it,
green.
The thing? Irish wear green and Catholics wear.
It's the Protestants. Protestants wear orange and Catholics wear green.
Okay, I knew there was something.
So so our shirts are orange with green, and they're Jameson Penguin City shirts. And if you spot us... We have prizes. We're going to have stuff. So we're all going to be like, have a
backpack. Oh my God, you're
going to
be
full
like.
Full of fun things.
They're going to be like the
leprechaun.
We are. We're going to be like.
They're going to be like Pokemon. Like people are going to be like jumping on them.
It's like a social.
It's a new game for adults.
Yeah. It is. And it's like, it'll be like a social media promotion too. So if you spot us and take a picture with us and tag us, you win certain prizes. So we have like a whole list. Like if you take a picture of the featured food that is at the bar and tag the restaurant and, you know, Jameson Penguin, you will win prizes. And we have ultimate, like, Jameson Penguin City prizes and stuff. So it'll be fun. Yeah, I'm scared. Yes, I will be hopping around with an orange hoodie. I'm scared of this emotion.
I hope you have little black thoughts.
Oh my gosh, I was thinking what to put everything in. We need little pot. Yeah, the pot of gold.
Yes.
Pot of prizes.
Yes.
Prizes. So yeah, and after that, just festivals coming up.
Potentially, you know, a Canfield beer collaboration.
Canfield Fair, that could be.
Yeah.
Or yeah, Canfield
Fair. Do they allow alcohol on the fairgrounds now?
At the grandstand. Yeah, during grandstand events.
So yeah, I met with them. That could be something fun in the future. We talked about.
That'd be very cool.
Simply Slavic's coming up again. Yes. Mount Carmel. We did stuff with them. Like we'll be hopping
the Italian festival
again. Yeah, I love doing the festivals. They're so much fun.
They are a lot of fun.
Youngstown loves their festivals. And yes. We have a ton of them.
And you eat excessively too. Like it's like you get to go to all these. I'll never forget going to the Youngstown Festival one year and hearing somebody say to me that they've never heard of an elephant ear.
What?
That was my response. I'm like, where are you from that you've never heard of an elephant ear before?
What happens outside of Youngstown?
I don't know.
What do they eat?
But it must not be good.
I know. Like, what's going on? It's like I went somewhere outside of Youngstown and I was at a friend's house and we had spaghetti with like sauce and it was just, I was like, this is terrible. And they're like, this is spaghetti sauce. I'm like, no, you have to come to Youngstown.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
What are people eating? Like, you got to come here. And then I had pizza and I can't remember where it was, maybe somewhere in Pennsylvania. And it was just the worst pizza ever. And I'm just like, this is what you grew up on. No.
I do think that we have the best Italian food.
Oh mm-hmm. my gosh. We do.
I really do.
I would say best ethnic. Overall,
like, because even the
with the exception
stuff.
Of with the exception of like some Southwest or like Tex-Mex kind of stuff,
but Slavic,
yeah, Eastern European.
Italian.
I don't know, Space Cat. Where did he learn how to smoke that meat? Because
Texas,
because
his stuff is. So
I mean, you so wake good. Up for days craving. I wake up craving the coleslaw that he makes there.
I would say like him, Space Cat, and Cockeye.
Yeah.
Those two places came in.
I know.
And were just like, this is barbecue.
And I'm super thankful.
It's really cool.
Like, so good.
Yeah, I love that. That's because people like, we like our barbecue.
Too. We do.
Yeah.
We definitely do.
Well, we like food.
Just in general.
We like all the food in Youngstown.
I love food and drink.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you guys so much
for
being
for
part of the Homes and Hops podcast. Hopefully you guys will be back again. And then thanks to everyone for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, then tell your friends and family about us. They can find us by keywording in the search Homes and Hops podcast, wherever they get their podcasts. And if you want to find out more about One Hot Cookie, Oh Donut, and or Penguin City, then definitely follow them on Facebook. Check out their Instagram. There's tons of information. I love following them on social media sites. So it always is cool to see what's going on in all the shops. So it's pretty neat. So thank you. Cheers.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.